Okay, my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 31st of July 2009 and the time is 1:15. If I could ask you to tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please.
Catherine Gibbons, 27, from Guildford.
Thank you. Can you tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another project?
Probably a couple of months ago. I think just via an email from the Orangutan Foundation. They were trying to get all their volunteers, past and present, to apply for a place so they could get someone up there raising awareness of the Orangutan Foundation.
So how did you feel when you received an email or an application to say that you received a slot on the
plinth? I was a bit surprised because I'd sort of forgotten that I'd applied for it in the first place, but pleased and a little unsure of what to do because the foundation thought that we were going to be able to transfer the place over to someone who works there who wanted to actually stand there, but then I found out that I couldn't transfer the place and that I was going to have to do it. So a little bit shocked, but yeah, pleased to do it.
And what would you say was your original motivation then to put your name forward for the project?
Because I wanted to get a place for them because Ellie really wanted to do it on behalf of the foundation, so I was really hoping I'd get a place so that someone could then use it to raise awareness of the foundation and the work that they do.
And can you tell us a little bit more about the foundation and what you do as part of it?
I'm here representing the foundation today because I did a 6-week volunteer program with them last year out in Borneo, working in Indonesian Borneo, where we sort of, there's a team of about 12 of us, and we were helping to construct a pre-release site for orangutans that had been in captivity before they're released back into the wild again. And it was a real insight for me into the plight of the orangutan and the way that their habitat's being destroyed. So since then, I've become really aware of those issues.
And how did you find it being out in Borneo? What was it like?
It was amazing. It was just absolutely fantastic. Like, pretty strange coming back here after doing that, but it was so good. Just seeing how sort of people live out there with nothing, but and also just living in the jungle for 6 weeks was just absolutely amazing.
What was it? If you can explain a little bit about your background, or what is it you get up to? Kind of day job, studies, free time.
It's a bit mixed and a bit random. I used to work in IT consulting when I graduated from uni, and then I left that because I wanted to work in animal welfare. So that's when I went and did the volunteer program with the Orangutan Foundation. I then came back from that and volunteered for 6 months with another animal charity. And now I work as a first trainer and I do voluntary work on the side.
How was it you got into IT in the first place? What did you study at university?
I did Spanish and management. So then I sort of started looking for graduate schemes in management and business. And that's how I ended up going into that. It was never what I wanted to go into. I was just attracted by the money. But it was a little bit boring and I don't really like computers very much, so I let that one go.
And how are you finding your job at the moment?
I love it because it's nice and outdoorsy and I get to work with people with goals and who are interested in what they're actually doing from the personal training side of things, which is great. I absolutely love that, and it's so nice doing voluntary work for animal charities on the side because that's what I really sort of believe in.
So what things would you say are most important to you at the moment in your life?
I don't really know, but on a personal level, probably just being happy in my life and having some fun. Spent quite a lot of time in jobs that I didn't really enjoy, so yeah, just make sure I sort of make the most of all my time in doing something that I think is worthwhile, really.
So who would you say then you're going up on the plinth for?
The Orangutan Foundation. Yeah, it's not really for me.
And what impact would you like it to have?
I'm hoping that it's going to raise awareness of the charity as a whole and the work that they do. There's a couple of people from the charity here who are going to be handing out flyers down below and information to people who want to know a little bit more. And there's also a Just Giving site, which is going to be set up later today if anyone wants to donate to the charity. So I'm hoping that it's going to have an effect like that. And also maybe raise awareness of the volunteer program so that they can get more people going out there and helping. There's also an awareness week in November, so something to look out for, which hopefully they can they can tell the people down below about.
So what are your hopes and fears?
I'm hoping it's not going to be as high as I think it is, because I don't really like heights very much. And my fear is that because of the costume, I might fall off into the net. But I'm hoping that won't happen.
And how would you explain your emotional journey from when you first received the email to finding out you couldn't transfer your plays to that now?
I don't know, a bit up and down really, because I was fairly convinced that I wasn't going to do it, so I wasn't that afraid of it, and then I decided that I would do it, but it seemed quite far off, so I wasn't worried about it. And then yesterday I had a real panic, and I had a couple of nightmares about how high the plinth was, and that I was climbing up to it on a really rickety old ladder and I fell off. So it hasn't been the best emotional journey really.
And how would you sum up kind of your feelings of being part of the One Another project, if you thought about that?
Yeah, it's really good, actually. I've been talking to my friends about it, and they're like, oh, you're involved in a massive thing, and it should be good. You know, something to look back on in a few years and realise that I was a part of it. And I've always been quite interested in Gormley's work as well, so it's pretty cool, really.
Great. Have you any final comments, closing comments on the project as a whole? Or?
No, not really. I think it's really good, and yeah, I hope it's a success.
Cool. Thank you very much.